This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher.
I was 5 years old when my mother wanted to find out if I had musical gift, and it was discovered, and so I started piano lessons at the age of five.
And by the time Semyon Bishkov was 13 years old, he received his first conducting lesson while studying at the Glinka Choir School in Leningrad. He went on to study at the Leningrad Conservatory, where he once was arrested while attempting to sneak into a concert.
Well, it was the Berlin Philharmonic with Karajan came to perform in Leningrad at the Philharmonie, and it was impossible to get a ticket. So we climbed on the roof at the other end of the block and made our way to the hall, and there was a window that was open, and I jumped into that window, found myself in the ladies' room. And there was a lady there, and no matter how much I tried to explain that she was not an object of my interest, it didn't help. I was arrested and I could not attend that particular concert. But you do what you have to in order to hear music.
Sixteen years later, Semyon Bishkov was standing in front of the Berlin Philharmonic as their guest conductor. He's currently on tour celebrating the music of Tchaikovsky, and he recently released his first in a series of recordings for his Tchaikovsky project. Well, let's talk about your connection to the pieces on this recording, because these have meaning to you way back from the time you were pretty small. I'm thinking of the Romeo and Juliet Fantasy Overture, which you started to really pore over when you were about 12 years old. What was so fascinating about it for you?
I think everyone who hears a piece that touches you for the first time in the most powerful way never forgets the feeling of being so touched by something. And very often it can open the door to the world of a given composer. If only you hear that piece that will touch you, you will never forget it, and you will want to know other things that the same person has created.
The Pathetic Symphony by Tchaikovsky was written the same year that he died in 1893. It's been described as a musical autobiography. Do you believe that's the case?
It is undoubtedly an autobiography. The one thing where I have changed my mind and came to an opposite conclusion from what is commonly held opinion is about the ending of the piece, because it is viewed since very beginning as acceptance and resignation before death. It is the second theme, which is fluid, which in a way one could say represents dream, aspiration, longing, desire. Except the first time we hear it in the last movement is shown us in D major key. But when it comes back in the coda, it is exactly the same theme with exactly the same rhythm, and yet it is in B minor key. So something that turns tragic at the end. And then you see the dynamic indications in the score that are full of very harsh and violent accents. Now, those cannot possibly represent acceptance and resignation. I believe it is a protest against dying. And the music ends quite abruptly, in a way. It sort of dissipates where it just stops, as the heartbeat does. Just as abruptly as his own life ended at the age of 53.
The Heartbeat of Tchaikovsky, in the first volume of the Tchaikovsky Project with Semyon Bishkov and the Czech Philharmonic. That's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher.